At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Early voting begins today for local elections across North Texas. Eric Austin looks at what's on the ballot for May 6th.
There are mayor's races in several cities, including Plano, Irving, Garland, and Arlington. In Fort Worth, Mayor Betsy Price ran unopposed during the last two elections. This time, she has a challenger. His name is Chris Nettles. He's a local pastor. Elsewhere in Tarrant County, Arlington voters will decide whether to establish a civil service system. The system would govern personnel decisions for the city's firefighters. There are several contested races for spots on both the Fort Worth and Dallas City Councils. There are also school board and school bond elections in several districts across North Texas. In the Collin County Community College District, voters will decide whether to approve a $600 million bond package. The money would help improve campuses and build new facilities. College officials say the bonds would help the district keep pace with the fast-growing population in Collin County. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Early voting runs through May 2nd. There is a list of early voting locations and some major ballot issues at keranews.org. Chelsea Clinton spoke at First United Methodist Church in downtown Dallas last night as part of the Dallas Museum of Art's Arts and Letters Live series. She talked to Think host Chris Boyd about how she felt when her mother did not win last year's presidential election.
Far more worrying to me is what's happening in our country right now. You know, so I'm far more distressed as a citizen than I am as a daughter about kind of what we've seen in this administration's now almost kind of 100 days.
You can hear the entire conversation with Clinton tomorrow afternoon at 1 on Think. The Dallas Summer Musicals has a new president. Kenneth Novus has 30 years in arts management, including stints in California as head of the Geffen Playhouse in L.A. and the Pasadena Playhouse. Saturday's announcement of Novus comes almost a year after the contentious dismissal of Michael Jenkins, who ran DSM for 23 years. Novus takes over after Dallas Summer Musicals signed a deal with Broadway Across America. The New York-based presenter will book the tours, including the hit musical Hamilton, scheduled for the 2018-2019 season. It's believed a child born premature may be at risk later for heart problems as an adult, but a recent study suggests preterm birth may be an early sign of heart disease later for the mother. In our weekly series, Vital Signs, I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. The study found that compared with women who delivered full-term babies, women who gave birth earlier than 37 weeks had a 42% increased risk of stroke or heart attack later in life. And among women who gave birth at 32 weeks or sooner, the risk was more than doubled. What's the tie between premature birth and heart disease, if there is one?
From the study, they hypothesized that the link is really related to inflammation. Usually when women deliver prematurely, they may have some underlying intrauterine infection, mm-hmm. and that can let off cytokines. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, those cytokines can affect the vasculature and subsequently cause premature deliveries. And in this study, they also tried to separate out patients that had other traditional risk factors. So they weeded out patients who had diabetes, hypertension, who smoked, and they just looked specifically at preterm deliveries.
One of the authors of the study said the preterm delivery may be a sign of some cardiovascular risk present before or at the time of the pregnancy.
That's harder to ascertain for sure. I think that we know that if you take levels of C-reactive protein, which is kind of a general marker of inflammation, if those levels are severely elevated, then we know that patients have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. And those patients that had preterm delivery, they also had higher markers of C-reactive protein, where that level was abnormal. And so it's postulated that that inflammatory marker, that's the link between patients who develop heart disease and those that have preterm delivery.
And does the study make it clear as to whether these were people who had followed a heart-healthy lifestyle?
They did this mainly through questionnaires, and they sent these questionnaires out on a 10-year basis. And so they try to analyze as many risk factors as possible and try to normalize patients as much as possible.
So then do the results seem to suggest that if you've led a heart healthy lifestyle, this is not likely to happen to you?
I would not draw that conclusion. What it does tell us is that those women who have preterm delivery, those patients have a higher likelihood of developing cardiovascular disease as they get older, mm-hmm. and that we need to look and think about how we're going to screen those patients earlier.
I'm trying to figure out what it is that would lead to the heart disease later.
Now, that specifically was not commented on in the study, mm-hmm. but probably if they did further studies looking at, let's say, C-reactive protein levels as they followed these women out 15, 20 years, then that may be a possibility.
So what should a person who's given birth prematurely or someone even considering getting pregnant at all, what should they take from this?
For women that have had a premature delivery, they need to begin to think about diet, exercise at a much earlier age than otherwise what they would.
How earlier are we talking about?
Probably in their 20s, 30s. Really, atherosclerosis can start to develop as a young adult or teenager in certain patients. So you would want to start as soon as possible.
If a woman has any known cardiovascular problem, should she even think about getting pregnant?
That would be something that she would have to address with her obstetrician and cardiologist. There are a few select conditions that it's recommended that women, you know, do not get pregnant. Some of those would be if they have, you know, severe pulmonary hypertension or if they have certain types of cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, then patients would be at extreme high risk where they would put themselves as well as the potential fetus at risk of death if they do have the pregnancy. But the vast majority of cardiac conditions usually can be managed through pregnancy.
Thanks for being here, Dr. Horton.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Carl Horton is a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, France's presidential election heads to a runoff. Details about that beginning at 9 o'clock. In the forecast, a high near 80 today, overnight low around 61. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high near 87.